Hey friends, welcome to the Make Life Matter podcast. I'm Angela Donadio, and each week I share compelling conversations with leading voices. They encourage us to ground our worth in the word instead of the narrative of the world. Together, we'll make our lives matter no matter what. Here's this week's episode. Hey guys, to be honest, I have started this recording several times because I'm kind of struggling to find the words that are in my heart that I want to share today. So I have been praying over the last few months. If you've been listening for a while, you know that I just finished my Master's of Leadership in Ministry over the summer, and that was a pretty intense couple of years, as well as full-time ministry, overseas ministry, and missions, and of course, here hosting the Make Life Matter podcast, releasing a book with my dad, Brave Enough to Believe. It has been a very full season. I'm incredibly, incredibly grateful. But I have been sensing over the last few months that the Lord was releasing me from now hosting the Make Life Matter podcast. And you can tell I'm even struggling to get the words out. And the reason I am is because I've just loved it so, so much. It has been such a tremendous gift, an unexpected gift in my life. If you can indulge me just to go down memory lane for a couple of minutes here, I'm not going to keep you long. But I didn't want to make any decisions this summer while I was finishing my master's. I've learned that when your plate is full, it's not a good time to make a big decision. You want to make sure you're really hearing from the Lord. And so I've been able to now step back for the last couple of months, host some guests that I really wanted to host that I brought you in these last few episodes. And I can just tell that the Lord is lifting what I would call his grace off of this. I believe that we're anointed. God anoints us for service, and we're called to love God and love people, but our assignments look different, and sometimes they look different from one season to the next. It doesn't mean that you're not anointed. It just means that his grace is maybe not on you for that assignment. It's moving to something else. And I never want to be disobedient. That's the main thing in my life, is that I live my life by obedience. What is God asking me to do? And sometimes it doesn't even make sense. When I first started the Make Life Matter podcast, Charisma Media Network had reached out to me and asked me about being on their network. It was something I'd never thought about. And it was really in due to a blog that I had written for many years called The M&Ms of Life, Make Your Life Matter No Matter What. That was shortened then to Make Life Matter. And they felt like even some of the content from the blogs would make great episodes. And so my original intent was maybe just to release some episodes from blogs that I had written, maybe even some of the material from resources like Finding Joy When Life Is Out of Focus, my first Bible study on the book of Philippians, or Fearless, Ordinary Women of the Bible Who Dare to Do Extraordinary Thing, my second study, Astounded, which ended up being a devotional from many of the blogs that I've written, or now Brave Enough to Believe. But what I didn't expect was for the Lord to give me the opportunity to have so many meaningful conversations with men and women, thought leaders, pastors, authors, missionaries, heroes of mine. I read books after books after books of their stories, of their resources. It has been deeply life-changing for me. It's been more than just me sitting in front of a microphone. It's been another place that I have felt like the Lord has asked me to serve in a pastoral role, to pastor these conversations and to grow in my own life and ministry as I listened to people's stories, as I listened to what served as catalysts in their own lives to move them closer to the Lord and into a deeper relationship with him. I really can't even put into words what the podcast has meant. Over the last couple of years, I've transitioned out of hosting it. My mentor, Dr. Steve Green, unexpectedly and tragically died of COVID during the pandemic. And he was so instrumental in me being even on the network and getting this, you know, even going. I had never done anything like it before. And so after that season, I transitioned to it not being hosted any longer on Charisma, but I'm grateful for that season. And even with these changes, God has continued to be so merciful, Guys, you have listened and it has stayed in the top 10% of podcasts globally the entire time that I have hosted the Make Life Matter podcast. It has been listened to in over 150 countries. And, you know, that is fruit that I believe is going to remain. I believe that God calls us to bear fruit and fruit that remains. And so that has been the cry of my heart, not just for the podcast, but for anything that I do, any overseas assignment, any mentoring that I do here at our church, River of Life, whatever it is, I want it to be fruit that remains for the kingdom. And so in theory, the podcast isn't going away. The episodes will stay up. I will not be removing any of those episodes. I may in the future come back to it if the Lord releases me, but I know right now, at least He's asking me to push pause or to step away, to put a hiatus on it. I knew that I was going to be ending it in October, but I was just waiting on Him to know what His next steps were. And I really encourage you in your life, always wait on Him until you know what He's telling you to do. And His grace will be on you for whatever that decision is. So if you've not listened to all the episodes, or maybe you're new to finding the Make Life Matter podcast, there are almost 300 episodes. I'm looking it up as we speak. 200. This makes episode 279. And, you know, I don't know, maybe some piece of me wanted to just get to 300 so I could round it up. But, you know, when God says you're done, you're done. And I'm not going to do something longer than He's giving me the grace for it. And so there might be some other ways that I'm engaging with authors and speakers, likely over on my social media channels on Facebook and Instagram. I've done a few Instagram lives. I've loved doing that. That gives me a chance to also keep these authors and speakers that have amazing resources in front of my audience and in front of my community, and to connect you with leading voices and how the Lord is using them. So if you don't follow me on Facebook and Instagram, I would really love for you to do that. And I would, more than anything, please be involved in my email community. You can sign up for that at angeladonatio.com. You're going to be the first to know about everything that's going on in my ministry behind the scenes. You're not going to miss anything that way. And social media is great, but you know, it's here today, it's gone tomorrow. A post could be up and then down. So my website is the best way for you to find out what's happening, find out where I'm speaking, where I'm ministering, how you can pray for me, how you can connect with me. I'd love to speak in your area. If you're an event planner, a pastor, women's leader, I'd love to come your way in 25 or 26. So by no means is ministry ending for me. It's probably going to be fuller than ever. It's just going to look a little bit different. Now that I've completed my master's, I have like an open road, guys, in front of me. And I haven't had that in a while. And it's given me an opportunity now to really see what the Lord wants me to do next, to be the best steward of what He's entrusted to me. And that's the people that are in our lives, the community through the Communicators Collective, and the retreat that will be happening in just a month, and the mentoring that I do through that ministry, as well as at our church. And you'll see some things happening on my website about ministry mentoring that I'm going to be moving into more in the next year. And I'd love to have you to be a part of that and how I can come alongside you in the call of God on your life, because He's calling all of us to do things in His kingdom. And no one's call is more valid or more valuable than someone else's. And sometimes we just need the encouragement of another voice, a seasoned minister, and someone who can come alongside, and we need equipping. And I want to be that voice. I want to be an encourager in your life. I want to help you, equip you with what you may need to take your next steps in ministry. So you'll see that coming on the website in 2025, as well as sent out through my email newsletters. So make sure you subscribe at angeladonatio.com so you never miss anything. And you can go back and binge listen to any of your favorite episodes anytime you want of the Make Life Matter podcast. It will stay there on my website as well as on podcast channels where you like to listen and to find it. So more than anything, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for coming along on this journey with me, and for listening for so many conversations and stories, and I'm just incredibly grateful. I could never put into words how grateful I am for this gift that the Lord gave me. And it was actually a main way I even launched the Communicators Collective Retreat, meeting authors and meeting speakers and realizing there was a need, or what I call a gap, a God-highlighted gap. And the Lord gave me that God assignment. And so it was not something, again, that I sought. So often God's assignments and dreams for our lives are so much bigger than what we could ever imagine or think. And bigger doesn't mean bigger in size, guys. It means bigger in just obedience. And a lot of times that's just can feel very scary in whatever he's calling us to do. But obedience is the measure of success in the kingdom. It's not the amount of followers you have. It's not the amount of downloads or books sold or countries you visited. Those are just the sources God uses to celebrate his goodness and his kingdom here on earth. But success in the kingdom is measured by our obedience. And so I want to encourage you, keep listening to his voice, make your life matter for the kingdom in wherever he has you, in whatever capacity he has you, and know that I am always cheering you on. I would love to stay involved in your life. I would love to mentor you in ministry. If God is calling you in any way to speak, to write, to podcast, to serve in a local church, to be a part of missions, and you'll see we'll continue to do missions trips and be overseas, and you may want to be a part of those things. So all of that can be found at angeladonatio.com or my social media channels on Facebook and Instagram. It has been a joy, a gift, a privilege, an honor to speak into your life in whatever way I have over the last 5 years. I cannot believe it. I launched this podcast in the spring of 2020, and now here we are in the very end of 2024. And wow, again, I would have never imagined it, but God is in Ephesians 3:20. God, he's to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or imagine, to him be all the glory and the power and the praise. He is such a good God, and serving him is the greatest adventure of all. So keep serving him. Keep making your life matter for the kingdom. Come along with me for all that God has planned in the future over at angeladonatio.com. Keep listening to any of the podcast episodes you may have missed. But guys, for now at least, I'm signing off. Thank you again. It has been such a joy and a privilege to host the Make Life Matter podcast. Thanks for joining the conversation. If you've been inspired to make life matter, share a review and subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts so you don't miss an episode. Connect with me at angeladonatio.com, Facebook at angeladonatiovov, and Instagram at angeladonatio. Until next week, let's make life matter.